Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third Aliyah of Parshat Emor, we have 17 psukim. In the last Aliyah, we heard about how physical blemishes, how mumim, make a Kohen puzzle for Avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. And in this Aliyah, we hear how physical blemishes also disqualify animals. An animal with a mum cannot be brought as a korban. This aliyah continues with other things that invalidate a korban, such as age. A korban has to be at least 8 days old. We're not allowed to shecht a mother animal and her child on the same day, etc. At the end of our aliyah, Hashem tells Bnei Israel the following. It's in Perek Chaf Bet, Pasuk Lamed Bet. V'lo techalelu et shem kodshi, v'nikdashti betoch Bnei Israel, ani Hashem mekadishchem. You cannot desecrate my holy name, says Hashem. I have to be sanctified, I must be sanctified among Bnei Israel, etc. What exactly does this pasuk mean? We understand that v'lo techalelu et shem kodshi is telling us about the terrible, terrible iser of Chilul Hashem. But what does V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Israel mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us that V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Israel is the mitzvah to die al Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says the same thing. He agrees. He says this in his Sefer HaMitzvot in the 9th mitzvah. He says the same thing in the 5th perek of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah 296 says the same thing. And this is indeed a most incredible mitzvah to follow and to fulfill. Many, unfortunately, of our brothers and sisters in history have fulfilled this inconceivable mitzvah. Avram Avinu was readily prepared to fulfill this mitzvah through his son in the Akedah. Rabbi Akiva, the great Tana Rabbi Akiva, actually waited. He tells us that he waited to fulfill this mitzvah eagerly. And again, many of our family members throughout history have done the same thing. However, most of us are not on the level of Avraham or Rabbi Akiva and so many of the others. And we daven that chas v'shalom, we should not ever, God forbid, be tested in fulfilling this mitzvah. Excuse me. However, there is another side to V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. There's another side to this mitzvah that you and I can and do fulfill every single day. In the same perek of the Rambam's Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, in the 5th perek that we just mentioned, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph tells us that Kiddush Hashem, there's a different way to fulfill Kiddush Hashem. And he says this based on the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, Daf Pei Vav Amad Aleph. He says that if we act properly, if we speak pleasantly with others, if we greet people b'sever panim yafot, if we do business faithfully, etc., etc., if we do things that cause God's name to be sanctified, if we do things to cause people to praise God and to love God, that also is a mitzvah, is fulfilling the mitzvah of V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Israel. In other words, living in a way that causes others to love Hashem, living al Kiddush Hashem. That is something that you and I can do every single day. And in many ways, it is a more difficult mitzvah to perform. And if that's true, it's a greater mitzvah with greater reward. Dying al Kiddush Hashem is an unimaginable mitzvah, and it takes 1 second to perform. However, living al Kiddush Hashem takes 120 years to perform, day in, day out, with hundreds of interactions and decisions to make every single day. And every time we have to ask ourselves, how can I perform a Kiddush Hashem? Excuse me, Akedah Yitzchak, which I mentioned a moment ago, the great Akedah. It was, remember, it's the Nisayon for Avraham. It wasn't the Nisayon for Yitzchak. And I heard from Rav Shalom Rosner, the Rav of the Nofei HaShemesh community in Beit Shemesh, he tells us that Akedah Yitzchak is not an example of dying al Kiddush Hashem. Yes, Avraham was prepared to do so, and Yitzchak was prepared to do so. But the end of the episode there is that Yitzchak was not shechted. And we understand this because it makes sense. Living during the Akedah, living after the Akedah, that was the Nisayon for Avraham. It's a great Nisayon, which he passed with flying colors, and so can we. Living Al Kiddush Hashem, Emir Tzashem, we should be Zocha that everything we do brings sanctification, God willing, to God's name. Have an amazing day, everyone.